Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, two very bad characters, Voss and Gableman, are making some of that history. They are both now facing potential reprimands from judges in this state. And judges in the state are elected nonpartisan. Some may have had a Republican or Democratic background. Some have had independent backgrounds. Some no political background. But they are not partisan. They're not supposed to be partisan. Voss right now is facing the potential of sanctions for disobeying a court order by Dane County Circuit Judge Valerie Bailey Rinn, whom I know is a very good judge. He was ordered by her in November to produce documents in a lawsuit about the Gableman investigation. All documents. Now he's going to have to sit for deposition, according to her order, by the plaintiffs in that case, a watchdog group that doesn't like to see government money wasted on partisan things. 676 grand already committed. Contract expired December 31. Gableman is still spending money. How's he doing that with no contract? He told the Chippewa County Republican Party. And by the way, why is he speaking to the Republican Party? Why is he speaking to political parties? He's doing an independent investigation of the election, right? No, that's not what he's doing. Back in November, he said it had been stolen a year ago, November. This is a scam. A scam sucking up taxpayer dollars. So watchdog group sued. Judge Valerie Bailey Rinn in Dane County ordered production of documents. Voss blew her off. Now she's ordered his deposition. She said, and is limited to this investigation. They're not going to, she's not going to let them just do a sort of a wishing well thing, looking for whatever they can on Voss, plenty of dirt on Voss. No, it's on the Gableman investigation. But she said something that was very good, because she said, produce all documents. And they come in with a handful of things, just a few raggedy things. And here's what she says. It's very good. She says, quote, it seems strange to me that this could be going on for 3 months with, I think, one, if not more, attorneys working on them, and they did nothing. They produced nothing. They don't even have a copy of the receipt showing they paid for their plane tickets. She's talking about Gableman flying to Arizona, flying out to North Dakota with Lindell, the right-wing theorist, that, you know, my pillow guy, about the alleged fraud in the investigation. It's a great statement. She ordered the production of every document associated with the Gableman investigation. And they come in with a couple of things. And she goes, on the record, by the way, I'm quoting, quote, does he, meaning Gableman, not have any itinerary and no work product in Arizona, where Gableman went to look at Cyber Ninja and find out how to commit a fraudulent audit up here? And then she goes on, it seems strange to me that this could be going on for 3 months with, I think, one if not more attorneys working on this. And they did nothing. They provided nothing. They don't even have a copy of the receipt showing they paid for their plane tickets to Arizona. You know, you can't get away with that. I don't know if Voss is so used to being gerrymandered, authoritarian, stuck into office in a gerrymander, illegitimate, absolutely illegitimate. And all he has to do is please his donors and Trump. That's all he has to do. Donors and Trump. Does not have to please voters of the state. He can take away the tax dollars of the state. He and Walker already did it. They rammed through, along with the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, over $4 billion in state tax dollars, not federal, to a Chinese company who said they were going to make large screen TVs, then small screen, then coffee makers, electric vehicles, then they were going to be a consultancy. And $1 billion in debt we went into to prepare the site, and they haven't done anything. They have not done anything. Gave up $1 billion in Medicaid money, $1 billion in train money. Then on Medicaid, they used state tax dollars again, so you got a double whammy. Your federal tax dollars were coming back to you in that. Well, they turned it down, but then they're going to use your state tax dollars to fill in the gaps a little bit. They can't be trusted with money. They can't be trusted with money. They don't all, not all of them steal it. They waste it or they get cheated out of it. Anyway, he is making a big mistake if he's tangling with this judge. And she said, does he, meaning Gableman, not have any itinerary, no work product in Arizona? What, he went down there and we don't even know any document associated with Cyber Ninja, how he learned about it? Quote, it seems strange to me that this could be going on for 3 months with, I think, one, if not more, attorneys working on this. And they did nothing. They provided nothing. They don't even have a copy of the receipt showing they paid for their plane tickets. You know, if you obstruct a court order to that extent, rub the judge's nose into it, you're making a big mistake. This judge can fine him, and apparently up to $2,000 a day. I mean, actually, judges have a lot of discretion. At this point, it isn't a criminal contempt. But if he persists, if she issues another order saying, I'm giving you 30 more days to do it, and he blows it off at some point, and if he's stupid enough to give a speech boasting about it, he can be held in criminal contempt. If it's a contempt that's done in her presence, he goes into court and pulls this or lies to her. Now, it said, isn't it sad that I have to talk like this about the Speaker of the Assembly in Wisconsin? I've known other speakers. I knew Ed Jacomonis. I knew another in the old days. I mean, you know, Wally Konecki and a lot of other people. You know, these were Democrats. There were Republican speakers. There's a certain integrity. There's no integrity. So Voss is facing a very real danger of sanctions from that judge. Gableman is also facing very real danger. This fraudulent audit that he is doing is a scam. Remember, $676,000. He's getting $11,000 a month in taxpayer money, state taxpayer money. His staff, $20,500 a month. They paid a couple of $100,000 for data analysis. They won't say, they won't give any documents. We don't know who he's paying, how much he's paying them. There have been rumors. Documents are not produced. What are they doing for $20,000 a month, really? And what? The contract ended on December 31, and he says, I'm going to be spending a lot more money. He's still getting $11,000 a month. Why is he getting $11,000 a month when the contract expired? What does he get to say how long this will take? They are going to gin this up right to the election in November. He's going to get $11,000 a month for this whole coming year. Pretty sweet deal. If you had a guy come to you and say, I'll give you $11,000 a month if you roam around the state, we're not going to produce any documents, we're not going to read the invoices, and all you got to do is look for fraud, go to 72 counties, interview Mabel, Agnes, Edna, scare the hell out of them. And $11,000 a month, yeah, he's liable to do it for 5 more years if he can get away with it. Well, he made a mistake tangling with the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin, a guy named Eric Genrich. He also is going after the mayor of Madison. That's a big mistake, too. He wants them both in prison. He wants them in prison. Why does he want them in prison? Because they're Democrats, and because he lied and claimed that they did not cooperate with him. And he misstated what occurred. Well, Eric Gingrich is in Waukesha, this court. Eric Gingrich has moved for sanctions against Gableman. He's going to get his attorney's fees if he can show that Gableman's lawsuit against them to throw him in jail was frivolous. That's the term of art. He said it's not frivolous. What I've done is not frivolous. What Gableman did is. And he asked that Gableman be forced to take out full-page ads in large papers around the state to apologize for lying about the mayor of Green Bay. And also that Gableman and his staff have to take 3 hours of ethics training. What Gableman said is he wouldn't produce certain documents to me, but Gableman did not send them to the lawyer that Gingrich asked him to. He sent it to somebody else and got swept up in a spam filter. So now he can say they blew me off. Secondly, he wants to interrogate Gingrich in a private office in secret. The law says he's an agent of this legislative committee. That's his only authority. They have to testify in front of the committee in public. I hope he wins. I hope Gableman has to pay his attorney's fees. Gableman has to take out ads in the paper. Gableman has to take 3 hours of ethics training. I don't know if he's ever had any ethics training. He should have. Going to break. The lines are open or live. Do not hang up. I'll get you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.